Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Alpha Home Solutions.
We don't, I mean, I'm the owner and operator of partner of owner and operator of Alpha Home Solutions.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Well, the reason for my call, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Alpha Home Solutions on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search? Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results, but on that first page, there's just a handful that will fit there. Does that sound familiar? Okay, that's where we'll be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is we had that first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. If we were to program Alpha Home Solutions in to appear there, they block out a space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer those same services. So that way, you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be an option for people at that very moment that they're ready. You know, the moment that they perform that search, you'll be right there to catch them. Does that make sense so far? Okay,
Yes, ma'am.
wonderful. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business as Alpha Home Solutions?
Over a year.
Over a year. Okay. And my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Travis Ramagos.
Travis, it's nice to meet you. Is it just you or are you and a
No,
partner?
I have a partner named Nikki Knott.
Okay, Travis and Nikki. Okay, and then so for something like this, Travis, I understand that it's a partnership, but you would be the person that would make that final marketing decision or marketing purchase on behalf of the company. That's you? You don't need to run that by Nikki first?
I mean, I will definitely want to buy him. I mean, but sure.
Okay. Is he there with you now by chance?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, great. And then I was looking at the area that you're in, and I know that the 70759 is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Well, right now, I mean, most of our work is local. Most of our work comes from word of mouth. Now, we've been out long enough and produced good enough work to where people talk about us, and they got different Facebook pages and stuff like that from the areas around here that, you know, people talk about us and our pictures that we post online, and that's how we get most of our work now.
Okay. So as long as it's within that reasonable traveling distance, you're pretty open then, right? To take
I don't, I
on.
mean, I don't mind traveling. My problem is it's just like we got involved with, not really involved. Let me go. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yo, let me, y'all need me. I got involved with a company named Angie.
Oh, the lead service, right? Where you pay per lead? Okay.
And I'm not happy at all with that. I don't know. I don't even know how to say it. They lied to me from the very beginning, and the only reason why I get my money back is that the owner or whatever, one of the top dogs, got on there and convinced me just to try it out and see how it works. Well, we've been having it for about a week now, and everything they're sending me to work is on the other side of Karen Cruel and stuff like that, which is like an hour and 30 minutes from my house, and I got local work. I'm not traveling that far right now, if I don't have to. Now, there might be a time in the future I will, but not right now.
Right. Okay. And, you know, it's not the first time I've heard that about Angie's, that they'll send you too far, or maybe the consumer doesn't answer the phone when you try and call them back, and then you have
and
to
the
pay.
Lies.
Yeah, I have
I
heard
that. I was lied straight to my face. I should have got my money back when that happened, because the first lady that talked to us was straightforward, told me all this, that, you know, that we'll have an option to look at the job and decide if we want to bid on it. If we want to get bid on it, we're going to get charged $12, $14, $15, $16, whatever it is. No guarantee that we'll get the job, but I'm pretty confident in what the way I bid. I'm pretty confident that I'm going to get the job. If not,
okay,
I'll be right there close. I don't overcharge and I don't overbid. I've been doing this long enough to understand bidding to where I wasn't worried about that. But then 3 days later, another lady calls me to try to help me understand how it works. You know, when they send a job to us and all that, she point blank told me with an attitude now that they're going to send me a certain amount of jobs and I have no choice, that I'm going to get charged for them. I'm like, whoa. That's
yeah.
You're not going to send me a job, and if I don't want nothing to do with it, you're going to still charge me? Because, no. I said, y'all can go ahead and send me my money back. And she had an attitude. I said, look, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Put somebody else on this phone that can help me, not you. Well, it took a little bit, but I got a gentleman, and he told me, no, that's not true, that they're going to have a talk with her and this and that. I said, well, you need to do something. I said, she was very rude to me. I said, then on top of that, she's telling me something this other lady didn't tell me. I said, so I feel like I've been lied to. So,
yeah.
But I don't know. And now, like I said, since we got it okay and we're doing it, it sent us about probably 15 to 16 jobs. And the closest job they sent me was in Baton Rouge, which was about 45, 50 minutes away. But it was in the hood.
Oh.
I'm not going out there to work.
Yeah.
I've already had an incident going out there where I had to pull a gun just to get off in the neighborhood.
Oh, no. So,
I'm
sorry to hear that. So, well, let me ask you this. And I understand how you feel. A lot of my clients who have used Angie's in the past, they've told me that they felt the same way. They found a lot of success with Google, because with Google, the calls would be coming directly to you, like living, breathing human beings calling your phone directly. And then this way, you wouldn't be paying per lead, like you would with Angie's. With this, it's just one flat monthly fee, and then you have the freedom to pick and choose which ones you want to follow up on without feeling like you've paid for each one and have to.
Well, how much is it per month?
Yes, I can pull that up for you. And really, the hard part about getting on that first page of Google, it's not the cost, it's the availability. So there has to be a position available in that geographic area for those services, and that's why we're calling through that area today. We have a position become available for programming. So why don't I do this? My regional manager for that area, Tyler, he is, you say that you've been in business for under 2 years with this company name?
Yeah.
Okay. So the good news is you're new. They consider that new. You can qualify for the promotion that they're running right now. It's a new in business rate, and that's a reduced rate that they have just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing Tyler. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And you don't have a website out there, right? That's just yours, like a standalone website?
No, we've been thinking about doing that. We just don't mean, we've been so busy, it's hard to do anything when you're trying to be an owner-operator. We definitely want that. We just haven't been able to really finish a website. Angie said something about they were doing a website for us, but I still haven't seen nothing with that, so.
I don't see one out there from them either. Okay, so being that we have that area open for programming today, Travis, if we can make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just going to grab Tyler and let him know that we're going to get you qualified for the new in business rate. Hang on here. Here he comes.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm at